Welcome to episode 1031 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
The story of the Old Testament is the story of Jesus, from Genesis to Malachi. In Genesis, Jesus is the creator and the promised seed. Through the narrative of creation and the fall, we glimpse Jesus as the Word through whom all things were made and the seed of the woman who would crush the serpent's head. He is also foreshadowed in figures like Joseph, whose life mirrors Jesus' suffering and eventual exaltation. Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." This verse is the proto-evangelium, the first promise of a Messiah who will conquer evil. In Exodus, Jesus is the true Passover lamb. Just as the Israelites were saved by the blood of the lamb in the first Passover, Jesus is our lamb whose sacrifice frees us from sin's bondage. He is the fulfillment of the law and the embodiment of God's presence, foreshadowed by the tabernacle through which God dwelled among his people. In Leviticus, Jesus is our high priest and the ultimate sacrifice. The detailed sacrificial system points to Jesus' atoning death on the cross, fulfilling the requirements for sin. The rituals of cleansing and atonement find their completion in his perfect sacrifice. In Numbers, Jesus is the bronze serpent lifted up in the wilderness, providing healing and life to all who look upon him in faith. He is our guide, as seen in the pillar of cloud and fire that led the Israelites through the wilderness. In Deuteronomy, Jesus is the prophet like Moses whom God promised to raise up. He is the ultimate lawgiver and teacher, bringing the new covenant through his life and ministry. His teachings perfectly fulfill the spirit of the law given in this fifth book of the Bible. Joshua, whose name means "the Lord saves," is a foreshadowing of Jesus, who leads us into the true promised land of salvation and rest. As Joshua led the Israelites in victory over their enemies, Jesus leads us to victory over sin and death. In Judges, Jesus is the ultimate judge and deliverer. While human judges delivered Israel temporarily from enemies, Jesus delivers us once and for all from sin and eternal death, the perfect and righteous judge. Jesus is our kinsman redeemer, represented by Boaz, who redeems Ruth and restores her life. In the same way, Jesus redeems us and restores us into God's family, making us co-heirs in his kingdom. In 1 and 2 Samuel, Jesus is the anointed king foreshadowed by David. He is the true shepherd king who reigns with justice and righteousness. The promise to David of a kingdom that will last forever finds its fulfillment in the eternal reign of Jesus. In 1 and 2 Kings, Jesus is the greater king who brings justice, peace, and restoration. While the kings of Israel and Judah failed to maintain God's covenant, Jesus reigns as the faithful and perfect king, bringing about the kingdom of God in its fullness. 1 and 2 Chronicles retells the history of God's people, focusing on God's promises to David and the temple. Jesus is the true temple, the place where God and humanity meet, and the fulfillment of God's covenant with David through his eternal kingship. In Ezra, Jesus is the restorer of the temple, rebuilding the place where God dwells with his people. He is also our faithful priest, leading us back to worship and restore our relationship with God. Jesus is the rebuilder of the broken walls of our lives. Just as Nehemiah rebuilt Jerusalem's walls, Jesus restores our hearts and brings healing, security, and protection through his work on the cross. In Esther, Jesus is our advocate who intercedes for us before the king. Just as Esther risked her life to save her people, Jesus gave his life to save us, standing in the gap between God's justice and humanity's sin. Jesus is our living Redeemer who vindicates us amidst suffering. Job's longing for a mediator finds its fulfillment in Christ, who stands between us and God, offering grace and redemption. The Psalms are full of messianic prophecies pointing to Jesus as Good Shepherd, suffering Savior, and reigning King. He is the source of our joy, refuge, and strength in every season of life. Jesus is the wisdom of God, the ultimate teacher who guides us into all truth. The wisdom described in Proverbs finds its fulfillment in Christ. In Ecclesiastes, Jesus is the meaning of life and the one who brings purpose to our existence. In a world that seems full of vanity and meaninglessness, Jesus offers eternal life and fulfillment beyond this world. In Song of Solomon, Jesus is the bridegroom who passionately loves his bride, the church. This book foreshadows the intimate relationship between Christ and his church, symbolizing divine love and devotion. In Isaiah, Jesus is the suffering servant and the Prince of Peace. Isaiah's prophecies about the Messiah are fulfilled in Jesus, who brings salvation, healing, and eternal peace through his sacrificial death and glorious resurrection. In Jeremiah, Jesus is the righteous branch from the line of David, bringing justice and righteousness to the earth. He is the fulfillment of the new covenant that Jeremiah prophesied, bringing forgiveness and a new heart to God's people. In Lamentations, Jesus is the one who weeps with us in our suffering. Just as the prophet mourns over the destruction of Jerusalem, Jesus laments over the brokenness of our world and offers hope for restoration through his redemptive work. In Ezekiel, Jesus is the Son of Man and the true shepherd who seeks out the lost and brings life to dry bones. He brings spiritual renewal and the promise of a new covenant where God's Spirit dwells within us. In Daniel, Jesus is the Son of Man, given authority, glory, and an everlasting kingdom. He is the fourth man in the fiery furnace, walking with his people through trials, and the one who triumphs over all earthly kingdoms. In Hosea, Jesus is the faithful husband who loves his unfaithful bride. Hosea's relationship with Gomer symbolizes Christ's relentless love and pursuit of his people, despite their unfaithfulness. In Joel, Jesus is the one who will pour out the Holy Spirit on all people. He brings the promise of restoration and salvation to those who call on his name. In Amos, Jesus is the plumb line of God's justice, calling his people to true righteousness. Amos's call for justice and righteousness is fulfilled in Jesus, who brings God's justice and offers mercy to all who believe. In Obadiah, Jesus is the Savior who brings deliverance to Mount Zion and establishes his kingdom. Obadiah's vision of judgment and restoration points to Jesus' ultimate victory over evil. Jesus is the greater Jonah, who spent 3 days in the heart of the earth and rose again. Just as Jonah's mission was to bring salvation to the Gentiles, Jesus brings salvation to the world. Jesus is the ruler born in Bethlehem, the shepherd who leads his people in peace and justice. Micah's prophecies about the coming Messiah are fulfilled in Jesus. Jesus is the ultimate judge who will bring an end to oppression and evil. Nahum's vision of God's judgment on Nineveh reflects Jesus' role in bringing justice and establishing righteousness. In Habakkuk, Jesus is the one in whom the righteous live by faith. Habakkuk's struggle with God's justice is resolved in Jesus, who brings ultimate justice through his life, death, and resurrection. In Zephaniah, Jesus is the king who brings salvation and joy to his people. He is the one who will purify the nations and gather his people into his eternal kingdom. In Haggai, Jesus is the glory of the latter temple, bringing the presence of God to his people. He rebuilds the temple of our hearts and fills us with his Spirit. In Zechariah, Jesus is the coming king, humble and riding on a donkey, and the one who will be pierced for our transgressions. Zechariah's prophecies point to Jesus' triumphal entry and his sacrificial death. In Malachi, Jesus is the Son of Righteousness, rising with healing in his wings. He is the messenger of the new covenant who purifies his people and brings the ultimate sacrifice for sin. The story of the Old Testament is truly the story of Jesus, woven throughout every book from Genesis to Malachi, pointing us to the coming Messiah, the Savior of humanity. Each prophecy, symbol, and promise reveals aspects of his character, his mission, and his unwavering love for us. As we see Jesus through these pages, may our hearts be stirred with gratitude and renewed faith in the one who has fulfilled every promise and who offers eternal life to all who believe.
Father, thank you for the beautiful promises and revelations of Jesus woven throughout the Old Testament. Open our hearts to see him more clearly in every word and strengthen our faith in your love and salvation. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest. Today.